听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 5. Listen to the conversation between Connie and some students at Stanford High.
What interests you?
I'm interested in, art. Painting in particular, impressionist painting.
I'm interested in music.
I'm interested in playing the guitar. I just started taking lessons about 2 weeks ago.
Now listen and repeat.
I'm interested. I'm interested in art. I'm interested in art. I'm interested. I'm interested in music.I'm interested in music. I'm interested. I'm interested in taking. I'm interested in taking guitar lessons. I'm interested in taking guitar lessons.
The opposite of I'm interested in is I'm not interested in.Listen and repeat.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in art. I'm not interested in music. I'm not interested in taking guitar lessons.
Now I say art, and you say,
I'm interested in art.
Or, if you're not interested in art, you say,
I'm not interested in art.
I say, taking guitar lessons. And you say,
I'm interested in taking guitar lessons.
Or, if you're not interested in taking guitar lessons, you say,
I'm not interested in taking guitar lessons.
Ready? Let's begin. Art. Taking guitar lessons. Music. Joining the army. Business. Studying English. History.Now listen to the conversation. Sam Finch calls Maria from Denver.
Hello?
Hi, Maria. How are you?
Oh, hi, Sam. I'm fine. Where are you?
I'm in Denver, but I'm leaving for Hawaii this evening.
Hawaii? How exciting!
Not very exciting, I'm afraid. It's a business trip. We're having some really serious problems at our bottle factory in Honolulu.
Your what?
Our bottle factory. You know, a factory that makes bottles.Anyway, I'll be out of town for 2 days.
At a bottle factory in Honolulu. Poor Sam. How boring.
Listen and repeat.
How exciting. How boring.
How exciting is a way of showing enthusiasm.How boring is a way of showing no enthusiasm. Now you hear,
I'm leaving for Hawaii this evening.
And you say,
How exciting!
You hear,
I'm spending 2 days in a bottle factory.
And you say,
how boring.
Okay, let's begin.
I'm leaving for Hawaii this evening.
How exciting.
I'm spending 2 days in a bottle factory.
How boring.
We'll work all weekend.
How boring.
Later we're going skiing in Aspen.
How exciting.
Sorry, I can't go to the movies tonight. I have to clean my apartment.
How boring.
Guess what? I got a job at Disneyland.
How exciting.
I'm washing dishes in a restaurant.
How boring.
Sam Finch is in Honolulu giving a speech in the cafeteria to the employees of the bottle factory. Listen. Just listen.
Thank you. Thank you. I must say I wasn't looking forward to this visit. The situation looked bad. I was very disappointed in last month's report. I expected to find things worse this month. But I must say, I'm surprised by your progress. You've really turned the situation around. I can see you're really excited about your work in the factory. You're producing more bottles now, and better ones, too. You can be sure I won't forget you when the question of bigger salaries comes up.
Listen and repeat.
I was disappointed. I was disappointed in. I was disappointed in last month's report. I'm surprised. I'm surprised by. I'm surprised by your progress. You're excited. You're excited about. You're excited about your work.
I say, last month's report disappointed me. And you say,
I was disappointed in last month's report.
I say, your progress surprises me. And you say,
I'm surprised by your progress.
I say, your work excites you. And you say,
you're excited about your work.
Okay, let's begin. Last month's report disappointed me.
I was disappointed in last month's report.
Your progress surprises me.
I'm surprised by your progress.
Your work excites you.
You're excited about your work.
The future of the bottle business really excites Sam.
Sam is really excited about the future of the bottle business.
Hawaii pleasantly surprises some people.
Some people are pleasantly surprised by Hawaii.
But Honolulu disappoints most people.
But most people are disappointed in Honolulu.
The vacation in Aspen excites Sam.
Sam is excited about the vacation in Aspen.
Your knowledge of English really surprises me.
I'm really surprised by your knowledge of English.
Okay, now listen and repeat.
Your knowledge of English. Your knowledge of English is really surprising. Your knowledge of English is really surprising.
You hear,
I'm really surprised by your knowledge of English.
You say,
your knowledge of English is really surprising.
You hear,
I'm very excited about the bottle business.
You say,
the bottle business is very exciting.
Ready? Let's go.
I'm really surprised by your knowledge of English.
Your knowledge of English is really surprising.
I'm very excited about the bottle business.
The bottle business is very exciting.
I'm fascinated by Sam Finch's business deals.
Sam Finch's business deals are fascinating.
I'm really bored with life in Honolulu.
Life in Honolulu is really boring.
I'm very interested in my guitar lessons.
My guitar lessons are very interesting.
I'm fascinated by you.
You're fascinating.
Connie and Maria are in the office. Listen to their conversation.
Isn't that Sam Finch?
Oh, yes.
You have his picture? Maria, what's going on?
I think he's fascinating. We went to dinner last week and we had a wonderful time. He's really very interesting.
How nice. I'm happy for you.
Now listen and repeat.
I think he's fascinating. I think he's fascinating.
I think she's exciting. I think she's exciting.
I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting.
I think it's boring. I think it's boring.
Now I say, what do you think of Julio Iglesias? And you say,
I think he's exciting.
Or,
I think he's boring.
Or whatever you think. Fascinating, interesting. I say, what do you think of football? And you say,
I think it's fascinating.
Or,
I think it's boring.
Or, interesting or exciting. It depends on you. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Julio Iglesias.
Football.
Barbara Streisand.
Luciano Pavarotti.
Jane Fonda.
Big business.
English.
That's all for now. This is the end of Lesson 5.